Okay, now I feel ready. So as I told you before, we're going to talk about striking artificial spirituality with spiritual intelligence. Have you ever heard about ChatGPT? Do you know what is that? Okay, give him some hands. ChatGPT, okay. So AKA ChatGPT, no? Okay, you know that. The kids know that. AKA like the ghostwriters. The ghostwriter for your kid right now. It's a kind of artificial intelligence that was launched some time ago, and now it's open to the public, which is a very dangerous thing. But let's read the Bible first, and I want to give you more about that. Open your Bible in John chapter 3 from 1 to 10. I sneak in the Bibles. It's page that you have over there. It's page 943. It's the encounter with Jesus, between Jesus and Nicodemus. Now there was a man of the Pharisees called or named Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night. Say by night. Say by night. By night. Yes, by night. And said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God, for no one can do the signs unless God is with him. Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Say with me, old. This is how I'm feeling today. Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water, say water, and the spirit, say spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is a spirit. Say flesh. And spirit? That's good. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered him, you are a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things. Wow. This is an encounter with Jesus changes everything, right? So when you move from your home to church, or when you get into your bedroom and you close the door, when you have your encounter with Jesus, you got to have this kind of expectation, right? It's an encounter. And this encounter with Jesus must change something in your life. My prayer this morning is that this preaching that I'm doing here change something in your spiritual structure. In the name of Jesus, I pray that. So I was talking about ChatGPT because I have I have this moment when I asked ChatGPT. So let me explain you what is it, because some people don't know what is this. It's a first public AI. It's an artificial intelligence. And you can ask anything, and this chat will give you the answer. So it kind of emulates relationship. It's a very dangerous thing. It's based on extensive, vast data and information that was already present at the internet. So Google knows everything, right? So it was there already. And it's accessed in a conversational way. So emulates relationship. So I asked this week for ChatGPT to write a poem about Jesus. I was trying to kind of preach the gospel, to evangelize, ChatGPT. Let's see what was the answer, because it knows everything. And I'll read right now a poem that was from a artificial intelligence about, and my question was like this: can you write me a poem about the redemption we find in Jesus Christ? Let's see the result of it. Redemption we find in Jesus Christ. A love so pure, so sacrificed. Who said what? He paid the price for all our wrong. It makes us whole where we belong. We are lost in sin and shame, but in his name we know we now can claim forgiveness and a brand new start, a change of heart, a change of life chart. Good, right? He takes our brokenness and pain and turns it into something gained. A treasure trove of grace and peace, a life released from worry and sins. No longer slaves to fear or night. In Jesus Christ, we walk? Oh, good. His love and mercy ever new, a constant source of strength and new. So let us trust in him alone and make our hearts his very home. It said, our hearts. Us. Like us. With the heart. For in his arms we'll always be redeemed and free eternally. It's a good, right? It's good. Yeah. So I ask again about the, I continue the conversation and I ask to ChatGPT, is this poem true? Look the answer. Ultimately, the truth of any religious belief of doctrine is a matter of individual interpretation of and faith. As an AI language model, I do not have the capability to determine absolute truth or judge the validity of religious belief. And I was thinking about this all, like, the last 2 weeks I've been, like, in this conversation with ChatGPT, because this is the kind of, I'm trying to have him for Jesus, you know? And I'm telling you, it's very hard, because he knows everything. And when we go deep in theological stuff, he came with, like, the most deep theological stuff. I have to go to the books and flip some pages and go back. Okay, hypostasis. Okay, Jesus, 100% man, 100%. Okay, let's go. Okay, I was trying to convince it. But I don't know if it's going to work. Pray for me. I was in college yet when I graduated in communication, actually, which I do very good in Portuguese. And they came with this idea of an era of information, or informational era. And there are those 4 points that means like data, information, knowledge, and wisdom. This is like, it's the path, it's kind of the path towards wisdom. And I think like when I was reading through the interaction between Nicodemus and Jesus, I think like back in the day, the Pharisees, they have the same path of understanding towards wisdom. However, they kind of develop a kind of artificial spirituality that is very similar to artificial intelligence. Very similar. Let me say why. Artificial intelligence, it's a human-made thing, and it's human-centered. It has a very profound basis in relativism. It's really about who you are. It's really about what you are feeling. It's really about yourself and very apart from who God is, who Jesus wants, and what the Holy Spirit is leading us towards. It's a human thing. It's very based in relativism. It always leads us to convenience. In the middle of one of the conversations that I have with ChatGPT, I said, okay, it's Christianism better than Buddhism. And the question, like summarizing it, was, it's up to you. I cannot judge what's better because you have to judge what's better for you. Okay, let's go there. It's cool in logic. I'm telling you, you can learn a lot of things in this path. You can learn a lot of things like gathering data, transforming it, filtering, transforming in information, and trying to build up a knowledge on it and try to find wisdom. And there are people that they go towards Jesus to get this information, right? This is a morning of information about Jesus we're talking about. It's all about him, right? You are reading the whole gospel, which is amazing because it talks about Jesus from the top to the bottom, right? From the beginning to the end. The Bible itself, it's all about Jesus. You have to put those glasses to see him, to feel him. It's cool, but there is a point that we need more than wisdom. We need a relationship. This description about spirituality, artificial spirituality, it's very similar to AI. It's like this. For example, let's apply to the same concept towards the life of Nick. It's Nick. Nick is Nicodemus, so it's more like close. Let's go there. Next one. So this is the information out of the next one. Okay, so Nicodemus was there. He was one of the Pharisees. They were very worried about Jesus. So they start to get data about him. Who is Jesus? What is he teaching? Who are his followers? Is he breaking the law? Because they were very careful about the law. What kind of signs he's showing? Miracles? What kind of miracles? So he was like closing the transforming this data and information so his followers say that he is the Messiah. So it's something linked to the Old Testament. And they knew everything about the Old Testament. And now, okay, so are those miracles real thing? Because a lot of magicians, you know, they try to emulate spiritual stuff to kind of trick people. And he went to Jesus at night. Say night. This is a very important thing on this text. He said to Jesus, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. They know that. But it looks like into the relationship with Jesus, knowing about God is not enough, right? And then it looks like the next step of of Nick would be like this. Okay, now I can extract from Jesus what is convenient to me. The same way that I was interacting with ChatGPT, Nicodemus was interacting with Jesus. He was trying to gather from Jesus the wisdom that will keep him in his status quo, in his positioning. What is convenient? We can say that because of the last verse of the chapter 3. Jesus starts to talk about the darkness and the light. We're not going to talk about that, but you can see that after at home. And it was in the dark that Nicodemus came to see Jesus, and Jesus was really showing him the light. But Jesus says, like, okay, let's go to the next slide. So, the artificial spirituality that we can see today acting the spirit among the church is a large amount of data and information about God that doesn't make you holy. There is no generation like ours with so much access to information and so easy access to find things about God, about Jesus, experience and everything. But this data will not make you holy. Similarly, a large amount of data and information will not make AI human. It's the same thing. So it's good to be informed about Jesus, but there is a next step. Because I don't want you to elaborate your artificial spirituality. I want you to find spiritual intelligence. The mind of Christ. The mind of Christ on us. That's the next one. How can I develop this spiritual intelligence? The answer of Jesus is funny because he says like this, you need to be born again. And the question is obvious. Nick says to Jesus, okay, I'll be back to my mother's womb. Like, I'm old, it's impossible. He said, no, you need to be born of the water. Say water. And the spirit. Say water and spirit. Okay, that is a different level of new birth, which is transforming. Water means transforming your relationship with yourself through the Word of God. So now I'm not giving God my thoughts to extract for him the convenience. Now I'm extracting from God my identity. Okay, so I have to rethink. Say it with me, rethink. I have to repent so I will be regenerated. This is very important for us. The water is the Word of God transforming our relationship with ourselves. So about 7 years ago, we are living here for 10 years right now. 7 years ago, I was in a Brazilian church, and a girl texted me and say, Pastor, I want to visit your church. I said, oh, cool, let's go. I gave the address and everything. And she said, okay, but before going there, I want to know if your church is affirmative. And I didn't know a lot of the language. And say, okay, we affirm a lot. We affirm Christ. We affirm the Holy. But we also raise a lot of questions about the self. Because without raising those questions about ourselves, we are not going to be transformed by the presence of the Holy Spirit. So the encounter with Jesus, the encounter with the Holy Spirit must transform our lives. Amen? So she said, okay, I think it's not a good church for me. And I said, okay, it's New England. You probably will find a church that kind of match with your thoughts. He said, okay, I went to some, but it looks like they don't really preach the Word of God. It's still the word of God, but it's questioning our convenience. This is the next step. The other thing that there is this quote from C.S. Lewis that I was like studying this week, preparing this sermon, that I got it, like, God can't give us peace and happiness apart from himself because there is no such a thing. There is no such thing. So God cannot get, like, everybody's looking for peace, for happiness. They go to church and everything, but they want to be apart from God and serving their own convenience. And God is calling you to have a water relationship with him, questioning and letting the word of God shape yourself and your identity. The second thing Jesus says to Nick, it's that he must be born of the Spirit. Breathe again. Breathe again. It's a clear and continuous relationship with God that starts someday, but there's no end. We're going to be with him forever. So if we start this relationship with him, we're going to be transformed every day, right? Every day. As well, I was watching Pastor Neil's message from last week, and he mentioned something about a holy discontent. He said something about, you know, hoping for the new wine. You know, hoping for the new from God. And this is something that comes from the Holy Spirit. With that, God will move you. Every move that you do in your life, it's to be with him. I'm at home. I'm with him. I'm with my kids. I'm with him. I'm teaching them something. I'm with him. I'm learning something from them. I'm with him. I'm with him all the time because God moves me. So my desires are there, and now it's God's kingdom driving me into this journey. God will use you. You're going to feel that. You're going to feel that our God is an intentional God, right? He wants something from us. He wants us to do things, to perform the same things that Jesus did, which is a huge challenge for us Christians, right? Yes or not? It's a really real challenge. But he wants to use you this week, today, tomorrow. He wants to use your life to say his word, to preach to the people around you. You know, he wants to use your hands. He wants to use your feet. He wants to use you for his glory and for the glory of his kingdom. So there, life gains a purpose. It's not about satisfaction. It's about purpose. We have to find this joyfulness in Jesus. I want to invite you to stand up and pray with me in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for this moment here, God. We want this water again. We want this breath of life, the mind of Christ, the renewal that comes from your holy throne. God, we need that. I know when we are preaching the word of God, your Holy Spirit that lives inside of us sets in suspension things that must be worked inside of us, in our minds, in our hearts, in our actions. Let us find joy in repentance in this morning, God. The Bible says that there is a celebration in heaven when a sinner finds repentance. So there is joy in repent. There is joy in transformation. There is joy in your presence. I pray this morning so your Holy Spirit may give and bring back old things and new things. The seeds that you planted before in our lives that will fruitify, that will bear fruit into this season. This is my prayer this morning. In the name of Jesus, amen.